Proclamation number 6833 of 18th of May, 1957. Warning against appearances and outward appearances. I know all your thoughts, I know your innermost heart's emotions, and therefore you can never deceive me. I want to say this to all those who think differently than their mouths speak, who can indeed throw sand in the eyes of their fellow human beings, but who must never believe that I evaluate what the mouth speaks, but only ever look at the heart as it feels. And thus you humans will also be able to understand that every outwardly recognizable behavior is pointless and futile, that it is only ever intended to hide your innermost feelings and emotions from your fellow human being, and that it only encourages deceitfulness and dissimulation when people think and feel differently. But nothing remains hidden from me. I see into the furthest corner of the heart, and I will also evaluate all of the human being's actions accordingly. For this reason I would first like to educate you into truthfulness. I would like to awaken the feeling of responsibility in you, so that you will judge yourselves, that you will exercise strict self-criticism of your thoughts and actions, and that you will drop all games towards me, that you will completely expose yourselves and approach me as you really are. In order to then also recognize your faults and shortcomings, and now work on yourselves with all seriousness. For the little cloaks which you like to put on yourselves in order to hide the real thing underneath are of no use to you. And I ask you, are you more interested in the judgment of your fellow human beings than in mine? What you do in a worldly way might well give you cause to cover yourselves, to put on a mask. But you also play such a game of hide and seek on a spiritual level. Where the salvation of your soul is concerned, you should remain truthful, or you will only prove that you don't believe in me as a supremely perfect, all-pervading being. And therefore the person who refrains from everything that is to be regarded as soul work, and also openly admits this, is even better to be called than those who give themselves the appearance of being good and pious, and yet do no work at all on their soul. For these know what their earthly task is, but they don't comply with it, but feign it. And every lie is from the adversary, therefore they also voluntarily give themselves into his sphere. Anyone who seriously strives to attain perfection quietly works on himself, and fellow human beings will only notice little of it. Only his way of life in love is outwardly recognizable. Works of love can also be feigned, and in truth be certain striving towards an aim, but even these are not valued by me. For true love awakens in the human being's heart and cannot be replaced by external actions. All people should be told that I demand true sincerity where salvation of soul is striven for. That I will not be satisfied with externalities if this sincerity of love is lacking, and that no one can pretend to me. You should pray in spirit and in truth. And in the same way you should act in spirit and in truth. But every outward appearance is pretense and deception, which the heart also recognizes in the human being, therefore avoids all outward appearances as soon as there is a deep and sincere desire in his heart to unite with me. Then every outward appearance will only disturb his inner gathering. Then he will also keep away from traditional customs, which are nothing but symbols lacking the actual meaning. Many people lack the right seriousness for a change of nature, and yet this alone will earn them a life of bliss, for a deformed soul cannot be transferred into a sphere where it would have to perish. It cannot enter the kingdom of light if it has not first shaped itself such that it has become receptive to light. And for the purpose of this transformation it is on earth, and therefore this transformation, the change of nature, should be pursued with all seriousness, for the human being only has a short time at his disposal for it which, however, is fully sufficient if he has the will to reach me. Then I will truly assist him and help him to mature in every way, then he will recognize himself and call to me from within his heart, and I will hear his call because he was sent to me in spirit and in truth. Amen.